Happy Sunday to you. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimek, and yes, we are trying the recording again. You're probably going to say, this guy is nuts. What is he doing? Well, you know, these are the kinds of challenges you face when you do a podcast. I told you I had some trouble with the recording software that I was using, so yesterday's show we did by phone. Today's show is being done back on the software, but what I did was I upgraded to the latest and greatest version, made a couple of other changes. We're going to see what happens. Now, yesterday, I recorded a 15-minute program. Didn't sound good, so I went live and did it via phone. I may have to do that again, but I want to at least try this, and we'll see what happens. That sound good? Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember that you can also download the show, the podcast, from TuneIn Radio or iTunes. Whatever works good for you, it's going to be free of charge, no matter how you do it. Today is Sunday, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are heading toward the end of the liturgical year, and then we'll begin Advent, but we're not there yet. So let's continue to march forward with the church. Today is also day 22 of our 33-day preparation, and we are 3 days into the week devoted to focusing on the life of the Blessed Mother. And I'll be honest with you, I am really letting the Holy Spirit lead me. I gave you a whole dissertation yesterday about what's going on and why I'm giving the pep talks and what I'm doing. I really feel moved to continue to look at Mary's words throughout this week in Scripture, because they're so important. We can learn a great lesson. I mentioned my book, Mary's Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. That's available for you if you want to dig more deeply into Mary's words. That's a book that I really love to write, but I'm not going to read my own words. I told you yesterday it's going to be a little weird if I read my own words. Rather, let's focus on Mary's words each day. Yesterday, we talked about her first words, her first recorded words in Scripture, which were, "How can this be since I have no husband?" It was a question. Wait a minute. I thought, Mr. Angel, God wanted me to consecrate my life to him as a virgin, and now you're telling me I'm going to bear a child. What is going on? How can this be? Now, today, we'll take it to the next level where Mary gets her answer. And it is an incredible answer. And this is going to tell you a lot about the faith of the Blessed Mother. So that's what we'll focus on today as we continue to look at Mary's life. Remember, first of all, this show is a shortened program. We're going to do 15 minutes. I know I'm bouncing back and forth, but I need to work within these technical difficulties that I'm experiencing. So we're going to try 15 minutes today. I can get it all in. Don't worry about that. But we want to focus on looking at the life of the Blessed Mother so that, number one, we get an example. We see what it's like for somebody to have incredible faith in the Lord and incredible trust. And number two, we recognize that we're not there. And number three, we recognize that, hey, Mary's probably a good person to be on our side so she could help us to really walk with the Lord. That's what we're doing. That's what total consecration is. Remember that we haven't made our total consecration or renewed it yet. That takes place on October the 7th. You could be getting some graces. Most people do get some graces as you go through this preparation period, but you haven't really gotten the full benefit yet. So if you're just starting to feel bad about yourself, if you're starting to feel like, man, I can't do this, I'm never going to get to that point, don't worry. You're not at the point yet where you have to be concerned. Let the Holy Spirit move you along gradually. Okay, now if you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's get right to it since we don't have a lot of time today. Let's begin with our opening prayer, our invocation to the Holy Spirit. We're asking the Holy Spirit to help us. He's a real person. He is a real person, and he wants to help you with this process. He wants to help you to walk with the Lord. Okay, that's what he does. And the Holy Spirit is God. He's one of the three persons of the Trinity. So we ask for his help to guide us. And that's why you can't get all freaked out when you're not making the progress that you want to be making. When you're getting discouraged, it's like, oh no, this has to be better. The Holy Spirit's going to bring you along at the pace he needs you to be brought along at. Because if you try to move too fast, you're doing all the work yourself. You don't want to do all the work yourself. You want the Holy Spirit to guide you through this process. So let's ask him for help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful. With the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to The Gary Zimak Show. I came up with that title myself. Isn't that pretty creative? But in all seriousness, we are in the midst of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're in the week devoted to looking at the life of the Blessed Mother. Next Friday, we continue on with the next phase. When we look at a week, we spend a week looking at the life of Jesus. Today, we look at Mary's second set of words in sacred scripture. Now, let's set the stage. Let's go back to yesterday. We talked about the angel Gabriel. And this can be found in Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel visited Mary, and he came to her and said, this is Luke 1:28, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And we're told that Mary was greatly troubled at the saying. Pretty amazing. Think about that. She's troubled that she was visited by an angel, and she was told that she was full of grace. Mary was conceived without original sin. Mary was sinless. So obviously Mary had to be aware of this fact. But she was very humbled. You see, that's why she was troubled. She was humbled. Humble because she knew that her sinlessness was not due to the fact that she was such a strong person. It was due to God's grace. Mary was greatly troubled at the saying, "Hail, full of grace." You know, it's pretty incredible. It's the other stuff that the angel would say, would go on to say, that would trouble me. But Mary's troubled at this. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Also, I want to point out, and I use this whenever I go out and talk about anxiety, Mary was afraid. So it's okay. It's not a sin to be afraid. What you got to watch is when that fear turns into worry. It's okay to be afraid. Don't panic about that. So the angel gives her the message, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Now the angel starts to give her the news that this is not going to be any ordinary child. He'll be great, he'll be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So listen, Mary knows the scriptures, and we're going to know that because when she visits her cousin Elizabeth, her Magnificat, the famous prayer of the Magnificat, is inspired by so many verses in the Old Testament. So it's obvious Mary knows the scriptures, so she's got the gist of what's happening here. The angel's saying, "Hey, this is the Messiah. That's going to be your son." Now, obviously, one would think that the question Mary would ask is, "Are you sure? Are you sure? I don't know. I'm not the right person for this. I don't know about this Messiah thing. Oh my gosh, I can't do this. This is an incredible privilege, but I'm not the right person," right? Wouldn't you think? And the question that Mary asked, her first recorded words in Scripture, we talked about them yesterday, were, "How can this be since I have no husband?" That's what she asked. Not, "I don't think I could do this. I'm afraid. I don't trust you. How can this be?" In other words, tell me how this can be because I've consecrated my life as a virgin. We talked about that yesterday. I'm not going to go into the details of that whole explanation, but if you want to re-listen to yesterday's show or pick up my book about the Blessed Mother, that'll give you more details. But the angel went on to say something else. He said, "Well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And then he goes on to tell her that Elizabeth, her kinswoman, more often than not referred to as cousin, but it doesn't have to be. It could be her aunt because she's a little elderly. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible. Now, that's an incredible message. The angel said, "Okay, wait a minute, Mary. No, you are still going to be a virgin, but you're going to also bear a child. It will happen through the Holy Spirit. And then that child to be born will be called the Son of God. And by the way, your cousin Elizabeth is now pregnant, even though she's elderly. She's in her sixth month. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Now, can you imagine after hearing that, how you would react? I know how I would react. You got to be kidding me. There's something wrong with that. It's impossible to get pregnant by the Holy Spirit, you know, on and on and on. Mary's second recorded words in Scripture is this, are this. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. In other words, you know what? Angel, you answered my question. I know you're sent from God. If God says that it will happen, all right, I'm good with it. You answered my one question, only one question. I just said, how can this be? Because this is the way I planned it. See, Mary planned it differently. Because she's human, she doesn't have all of the answers. And you need to look at the problems in your life right now. You don't have all the answers either. Are you as willing to say yes? All right, Lord, I don't understand it. I can't change these things. You know, if you could change something in your life, go ahead and change it. But if you can't, are you willing to say, Lord, I accept this plan, even though it's not what I want, even though it's not what I planned, but I somehow know that you love me and you want what's best for me, and this will help me in some way. Are you able to do that? Chances are, if you be really honest with yourself, you're going to come to the conclusion that, no, I can't do this. I'll do it to a point, but there's going to be something that God might ask of me that I'll have to say, I just can't handle this. I'm sorry. Okay? Now, you don't feel bad about yourself. What you understand is that Mary was able to do this. Mary was able to say, your will be done. Be it done to me according to your word. I'm good with all this. Make it happen. I'm on board. Mary was able to do that. Do you want her on your side? Do you want her to get the graces for you to be at that level or close to that level or better than you are? That's why you're doing total consecration. What an incredible gift. Look at her faith. She was able to just go and say yes. And right after this, in verse 38, we're told by St. Luke that the angel departed from her. So in other words, okay, now she's by herself. All this information, this big mission gets laid upon her, and the angel takes off. And then we'll go into what happens next. We'll look at that tomorrow. Mary went to visit Elizabeth and take care of her after all of this revelation had been dumped upon her. She didn't know this was coming, but she was able to say yes. You and I oftentimes are unable to say yes, especially, you know, if it's something we're asked, we feel called to do. Maybe I should do this, and we talk ourselves out of it. Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a job loss. Maybe it's a tragedy of some kind, and we just feel like we can't go on. We need her help, and that's why we're doing this. Any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to email me. Let's close with our prayer, Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to check the audio out after I'm done recording this. Hopefully everything worked out. If not, I got in a practice show, and I'll be doing the show by the radio, by the phone. But you're not going to know because you will have never heard this original broadcast. How's that? We're going to continue to move through this consecration. Let me know what I can do for you. And thank you for your donations. You're hearing my plea, and I really appreciate that. You get it. You understand that I need your help. Can't tell you how much that means to me. I want to continue to be here for you. So if you're struggling in any way with the consecration, if you're wondering if this is right, if you're strong enough, if you're doing a good enough job, send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. Know also that I'm praying for you, and I would ask you to pray for me and everyone making this total consecration. There are a lot of pitfalls with this. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil doesn't want any of us to make this consecration because he knows that it's going to bring us closer to his enemy, Jesus. So don't fall for his tricks. Don't, you know, just keep going. Keep going forward. You're doing great. We're almost through it. We're almost done. Remember, your life is going to change in a big way on October the 7th, and it's going to be for the best. Have a wonderful Sunday. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.